online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, it's Lucy here.
We're told the UK will be sending a warship and a specialist team to Indonesia, where at least 1,200 people have died following an earthquake and tsunami. The number of dead is expected to rise even further as the search operation continues in Palu on Sulawesi. Sky's Mark Stone is on the island, where thousands are in need of help.
There are so many people, some 48,000 refugees, homeless people in Palu City itself, who've got no food at the moment. There is no food getting into that area, and they've got nowhere to sleep. They've been like that for 3 days. They need to be evacuated.
A man accused of murder after a body was found in Medway has made his first appearance at Crown Court. 39-year-old Peter Beale from Sittingbourne was discovered close to Rochester Bridge 2 weeks ago. He'd been stabbed. A man in his 20s who we're not allowed to name has been remanded in custody and will enter a plea at the end of the month. A PC who took on the Westminster Bridge attacker says he had no doubt Dartford-born Khaled Massoud was coming to kill police. Nick Carlisle was among the officers on duty in March last year when 5 people were killed. He's told the inquest into their deaths he tried to rugby tackle the knife man as he targeted his colleague PC Keith Palmer, who died.
KMFM News.
Boris Johnson's not commenting on whether he's trying to upstage the Prime Minister at the Conservative conference. He's giving a speech which his supporters hope will pave the way for him to take over from Theresa May. Meantime, the head of a group that represents care workers says she's concerned about the Prime Minister's promise to cut low-skilled immigration after Brexit. Theresa May says a new visa system will prioritise higher-paid migrants. Nadia Ahmed, who's chairman of the Medway-based National Care Association, says their sector relies on many workers from the EU who wouldn't fit the PM's criteria to work here.
We're looking after people at the end of life care. We're looking after people with dementia. We're training our staff to the highest standards with the increased expectations, and yet we're still fall into that category of unskilled. So that's quite a challenging statement in itself.
Elsewhere, the only part of Kent to vote Remain in the EU referendum is getting its own passport designed to celebrate being part of Europe. The group of Remainers have come up with it to mark the town's opposition to Brexit. Sebastian St John is chairperson of Tunbridge Wells Inn.
Like a lot of ideas, it sort of came out over a couple of drinks, and you know, we also were aware that in Totnes and Devon a very similar campaign had been run. And we were also beginning to feel like we needed to draw attention to the rights that British people would lose as a result of us exiting the EU.
You can watch our video report at kentonline.co.uk and let us know if you think the passport's a good idea by voting in our poll.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Police are looking for 2 men who went into a post office in Thanet demanding money from the till. It happened in the length of St Nicholas at Wade at lunchtime on Friday. Officers think 2 men standing outside were also involved in the robbery. The 38-year-old man from Margate has since been arrested and released while inquiries continue. A derelict wedding venue in Swanley has caught fire for the 3rd time in 2 years. Crews were called to Woodlands Banqueting Suite in Hilda May Avenue yesterday morning. No one was hurt, and it's not known yet how it started. A charity say they want to take an assembly into every Kent school to teach children how to spot the signs of abuse, but need more volunteers to do it. The NSPCC needs help, especially in the east of the county, to reach another 151 schools. Caroline Sorrell's been volunteering for almost 2.5 years and says the assemblies get across a very important message.
People always think when you talk about child abuse that it's something scary and frightening, and the NSPCC materials are produced in a way that are great for young children and for the older children.
The charity spoke to more than 43,000 children in the last academic year. And 3 Kent restaurants have been awarded a Michelin star in the latest guide. The Sportsman in Seasalter and the West House in Biddenden retained their stars, which were first awarded 10 years ago, while the Fordage Arms near Canterbury gets one for the first time.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and there's action in the Champions League tonight as Manchester United look to maintain their winning start in the competition. They take on Valencia at Old Trafford in Group H. Man City are away to Hoffenheim. Meantime, Charlton are in League One action tonight. They're travelling to take on Scunthorpe after drawing 2-2 with Luton Town on Saturday to stay 6th in the table. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.